Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in Indian politics, as Narendra Modi has become the longest continuously elected Prime Minister in the country's history, surpassing Jawaharlal Nehru's record by a single day. What makes this significant is that Modi has completed 4,399 consecutive days in office, highlighting his enduring presence in Indian politics. It is worth pausing here to note that this record is for the longest continuously elected Prime Minister, while Nehru's overall tenure remains the longest. This is a useful prompt to revise the constitutional office of the Prime Minister, as outlined in Articles 74, 75, and 78 of the Indian Constitution. Now, let us turn to another important development in the realm of polity and governance. The Supreme Court has ruled that the right to travel abroad is not absolute, as it must be balanced against the right to a speedy trial and the societal interest in justice. This decision was made in the case of Sisa Santosh v. State of Telangana, 2026 INSC 628, where the court set aside a High Court order allowing an accused to travel to the US for medical treatment. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights the delicate balance between individual rights and the broader interests of society. Moving on to the domain of security and defense, we have some significant updates. Russia has offered India the Su-57 fifth generation stealth fighter, with joint production and technology transfer. This offer raises questions about India's strategic autonomy and its own AMCA program, particularly in light of the competing US F-35 offer and the CATSA sanctions risk. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India must carefully navigate its relationships with major world powers while pursuing its own defense modernization goals. Crucially, the Indian Army has plans to acquire over 300K9 Vajrati howitzers, which would be built by L&T under a Humvee license. This proposal, worth about 23,000 crore rupees, would be India's largest artillery buy in decades. Note this carefully, the K9 Vajrati is a 155mm self-propelled howitzer with a range of over 40 kilometers. Now let us turn to the realm of science, technology, and economy. Reliance and Meta are collaborating to build a 168 megawatts AI data center in Jamnagar, which will be powered by renewables and cooled by desalinated seawater. This project fits into India's wider AI infrastructure push under the India AI mission. And here is something that surprises many students. This will be Meta's first built-to-suit data center capacity in India. It is also worth noting that NASA has announced the prime crew for the Artemis 3 moon mission, with Randy Bresnik as commander and ESA's Luca Parmitano as pilot. India is an Artemis Accords signatory, having signed the agreement in 2023. What does this mean for India's space program? It means that India is part of a global effort to return humans to the moon and beyond. In the realm of infrastructure development, JSW Infrastructure has won the contract to develop the outer container terminal at the Syama Prasad Mukherjee Port Authority in Kolkata, India's only major riverine port. This project will be developed on a DBFT-PPP basis, with a 30-year concession of about 0.93 million TEUs. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Modi's continuous PM tenure stands at 4,399 days, while Nehru's elected benchmark was 4,398 days. The Sisa Santosh v. State of Telangana case, 2026 INSC 628, established that the right to travel abroad under Article 21 is not absolute. India's indigenous fifth-generation fighter is the AMCA, while Russia's offer is the Su-57. The K-9 Vajrati is a 155mm self-propelled howitzer with a range of over 40 kilometers, built by L&T. The Artemis III commander is Randy Bresnik, and India signed the Artemis Accords in 2023. The SMPA in Kolkata is India's only major riverine port. Moving on to the environment sector, the COP31 presidency has proposed 35x35 electrification target, aiming to raise electricity to 35% of global final energy demand by 2035. This goal was unveiled at the Bonn Climate Conference, with the IEA tasked to map pathways. But why does this matter? It matters because it highlights the global effort to transition to cleaner energy sources and reduce carbon emissions. In the social sector, Uttar Pradesh has launched Project Ganga, which aims to bring high-speed broadband to 57,000 gram panchayats and about 20 lakh families, complementing the center's BharatNet program. Roughly half the beneficiaries of this project will be women. And here is something that surprises many students. Assam has exported its first GI-tagged Tejpur Litchi, with the first international shipment being sent to Dubai and Singapore. Tejpur Litchi received its GI tag in 2015. Now, let us turn to international news. Canada is set to ban social media for children under 16, with the government introducing a Digital Safety Act that includes a new online safety regulator. This move follows Australia's lead and feeds into the global debate on child online safety, which is relevant to India's DPDP Act 2023. In the world of persons in news, veteran Tamil director Bharathiraja passed away at the age of 84. He was a pioneer of on-location rural Tamil cinema and won 6 National Film Awards, as well as the Padma Shri in 2004. His debut film, 16 Vaithinile, redefined Tamil filmmaking. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to stay updated on current events, as they often have a bearing on the issues and topics that are relevant to the UPSC syllabus. By following these developments, you can gain a deeper understanding of the complex issues that shape our world and improve your chances of success in the exam. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted significant developments in polity, security, science, technology, and the environment, among other areas. These events have far-reaching implications for India's strategic position, its relationships with other nations, and its domestic development goals. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, it is crucial to stay informed about these developments and to analyze their significance in the broader context of Indian and global affairs.